Book of Luke tonight. If you have your Bibles, Luke chapter 17. Amen. I've been sort of taking Thursdays and doing a little series. My grand topic has been, what do you got to do to end up lost, you know? And I've preached, I don't know, taught, teach, preach, whatever you call it, 5 or 6 messages. And what do you got to do to lose an engine? Don't change oil in it. What do you got to do to, you know, lose your house? Don't do nothing. Just let the shingles blow off and let the rain come in. Don't do nothing. And preached that here while other day about the ten virgins, the 5 wise, 5 foolish, and the 5 foolish, guess what? They didn't bring oil. They didn't do anything. Right. So, you know what? A lot of times, sin of commission, you don't have to commit a sin, but you can have a sin of omission, not do things that you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
So most of these topics that I've been covering have been just that, things that we should be doing that we don't do. Amen. So tonight, I feel like it's a topic that it probably will hit every single one of us, from me to you.
Whoa.
Amen. And so it's a very grand topic. It's a large topic, but it's an important topic to the Lord. We're getting ready to find out.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus is involved in this. Amen. Luke chapter 17. Amen. Verse number. Well, let's go up. Let's go up to verse number 12. Verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Now these men, in the Bible days, a leper, you know, they were dirty, and they couldn't get around others, and they were put in colonies. It was really a death sentence, was
right.
It not?
Right.
It's way worse than a cancer sentence of today. Leprosy really meant the end, and this was terrible for these guys. And they lifted up their voices, and they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priest." Amen. That was a statement of faith right there.
Yes.
Amen. Go show yourself, because the priest had to determine them unclean or clean.
Yes.
Amen. And it came to pass that as they went, I preached this in the past, as they went, they were cleansed. That's a great message right there, a message of faith. Go, amen.
Yeah.
Go in the name of the Lord. As they went, they were healed. They were cleansed. And one of them, this ain't what I need to preach tonight though. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Verse 17, right here's where I want to talk to us. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? I hear the disappointment in the voice of the Lord. This is Jesus speaking. Jesus was disappointed that these 9 were unthankful.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God.
There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Thank you for standing tonight for the reading of the word of the Lord. And if God would help us, amen. I think I only have one more after this, unless the Lord, you know, shows me something else. But probably maybe one more Thursday night lesson after this. We're going to deal with what kind of things does it take to make one lost. Amen. I'll tell you, the topic of tonight is, all you have to do is be unthankful.
Yes, God.
Amen. Be unthankful. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus was disappointed that these men had a death sentence provoked upon them. They had the disease of leprosy. Amen. Only 1 out of 10 came back and said, "Thank you, Lord. I was a dead man, but you touched me and you healed me." 1 out of 10 came back and said, and Jesus said, "Were there not 9? Where's the other 9? Where's 90% of the folks that were healed? Where's 90% of the people that had a touch of God? Where are 90% of the people? Where are there not 9, 10, and where are the 9?
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Unthankful. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be unthankful. Amen. Unthankfulness, selfishness will cause your heart to harden. Amen. It'll cause your heart to crust over. Amen. Folks are not grateful because they think they deserve And let me tell you something. If I got what I deserve, amen, it would be hell. Right. If I got what I deserved, it would be the judgment of God. Amen. We live in such an entitled generation. Everybody thinks they're entitled to everything. I never seen such a generation where we think just because we're living, amen, everything should be given to us. No. I'm thankful, Lord, for everything that you have given me.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Oh, hold on, it's going to get a little deeper than this. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Don't go around griping and complaining. Amen. God, amen, has given us the blessings of life, and I want to be thankful for it. I want to show gratitude to the Lord. Unthankful people tend to be folks that gripe a lot. Amen. Griping is an outward indication many times of an ungrateful inward heart.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
amen. Don't go around grumbling because you don't get what you want. Be grateful that you don't get what you deserve, because if I got what I deserve, it would be punishment. It would be hell. It would be the judgment of God. But thank God I got grace and I got mercy. Amen. Why? Because of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. If you can't be thankful, somebody said, I don't have this and this and this. If you can't be thankful for the things you have received, then be thankful for the things you have not received. Hallelujah. Amen. What have I not received? Amen. Well, a lot of us hadn't received a jail sentence. Amen. A lot of us hadn't received a sentence of cancer and sicknesses and things. There's a lot of things God has spared us from. You can be thankful for that.
Right. Sure. Yes.
Glory.
All right.
Oh, man. I need the Lord to help me here today. Ungratefulness is a trait of immaturity. Amen. It is a trait of spoiled children. Amen. When you get them and get them and give, and they never stop to say, thank you, amen.
Come on.
Oh, my. Amen. I don't want to be mean right here. Amen. Because you know what? Teachers are along the same lines. Ministers, preachers, people in ministry, parents, moms, people that give and lay down their life and do. Amen. You know why a parent will put up with a child? I'll never forget before I ever had kids. I'd see a kid in Walmart get out on the floor and flop around and jump around and throw fit, and I'd say, if that was my kid, and I'd have about five things I'd do if that was my kid. But guess what? I didn't have a kid then. A lot of people can say what they do before they ever get put in that shape. Amen. But when you stay up with them and they got a fever, amen, when you stay up with them in the middle of the night when they're throwing up and they're sick, and I'm not condoning throwing a fit, amen, in a poor Walmart, but what I'm saying is, when that's your child and you love them and you brought them into this world, everything changes. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's why we're to be thankful for teachers. We're to be thankful for a preacher. We're to be thankful, amen, for those in our Sunday school teachers and ministry. Amen. Thank God. I tell you, they're the biggest, the most folks in our life that we take for granted is the people that's most important in our life.
Yes.
Come on, Mary. Come on. Yeah.
There's nobody in life that's taken more for granted than a mom and dad.
Come on.
Woo. Right. Yeah. Mom and dad laid their life down for you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Be thankful for what they've done for you. Hallelujah. Nobody lays down more, amen, than the person that God has put in your life in ministry, preacher, pastor, amen, Sunday school teachers, people that have taken a spiritual leaders in your life, people that took a burden for you, amen, before you ever got established and stabilized in this thing. Amen. They laid their time and their life down on the line and said, Lord, would you touch them and would you help them? Amen. And then sometime in life, amen, will roll around when you can show an act of loyalty and an act of gratitude, but instead, amen, you just don't sawdust in their face. Hey, where are the nine, Jesus said? If you're not thankful, it's a terrible act of immaturity. It's a terrible act of a hard heart. Amen. Oh, God, help me, Lord, to be thankful. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. I want to be thankful, don't you?
Yes, God.
Oh, God.
That's you, Lord.
Amen. The Lord has been too good to me.
Yeah.
Mark 6:52, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. You know, it's so easy to forget what God has done, and it's easy for us to be unthankful.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. They forgot the loaves. Hey, you remember when God fed you? Amen. You didn't have enough bread to feed this crowd. Amen. And Jesus prayed unto the Father in heaven, and God multiplied the bread, and God multiplied the fish, and fed thousands with it. Hallelujah. Amen. And time came when they forgot about that, and they weren't thankful. Let me tell you something. Don't ever forget how good God has been to you. Don't ever forget, amen, what God has done. Amen. Don't ever be unthankful and ungrateful.
Right. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
God commands us to give thanks in everything. Rejoice evermore. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of your own heart.
Right.
A merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
All right.
We are commanded to leap for joy. Amen. We break the commandment when we're unthankful and we show ingratitude in our heart. We're transgressing the word of God. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Hold on. It's going to get a little deeper than this. Amen. Them 10 lepers who came to the Lord, and they were cleansed, and only one. I thought about this. I don't want to over-spiritualize this. You can take verses and you can over-spiritualize them. Amen. But it looks as though 1 out of 10. What is that? 10%. Amen. It looks as though only 10% of folks that God has been good to ever actually say, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. Hey, I hope I'm preaching to the 10% tonight. Amen. But I'm not being mean, but I don't think I am. I mean, there's a few folks in here that the Lord's trying to speak to tonight. You've got too much to be thankful for than to sit around a belly gripe and to sit around and think about all that you don't have. Hey, I don't have $1 million. I don't have $1 billion. I listened the other day about a billionaire. I want you to listen to this, Brother George. A billionaire. They asked him a question. Amen. I don't even know who this guy was, and has come across this. And they said, I want to ask a billionaire, what is a successful life? Amen. Is all your money and all your businesses, is that what's made you successful? And this is the answer of the billionaire. What he considered, amen, a successful life. You know what he said? He said, I tell you, a man is successful when he raises children and they get old enough to get on their own and they still come home because they want to. And Christmas rolls around and they come have Christmas dinner because they want to. Hey, mom and dad get sick and they're there to hold your hand and help you because they want to. He said, that is a successful man. Hey, great God, I feel like telling you, you got more to be thankful for than what you realize. Who cares if the kids spill the milk? Who cares if messes are made? Hey, God has been good. Thank the Lord. God has been good to me. Hey, I feel like telling us in this house, you better hold your eyes up, wake your eyes up, and realize how good God has been to you. Amen.
That's right.
I feel the Lord here.
Come on.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Don't neglect to give God praise.
Right.
Don't be the 90% that think God has been good to you because you deserve it.
Amen. Come on.
I think that's about, I used to have, Michelle's got on to me. I should have never did it. But I had a preacher buddy up in Ohio 15 years ago or so. A few years after we started church, so I'm guessing 13 years ago. Amen. He's a good preacher buddy of mine. And I got to bragging about this old Don Rich tape that I had. This old Leon Buzzard tape that I had. I had all these old tapes. And I cherished them old tapes and I loved them. And he said, I tell you what I'm going to do. He said, I tell you what, you do, I want you to bring them tapes. Amen. I'm going to copy them, you know, put them on CD, and I'll give them back to you. Guess what? I ain't never seen them since. I wish I had them open. I had an old tape of Leon Buzzard. I searched for it online. I can't find it. I was about 16. I was a teenager myself. And Leon Buzzard preached about living in the favor of God.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. It's one of the classic masterpieces that I ever heard in my life. And he preached about how God can bless you. He preached about the mercy. He preached on the mercy of God for 5-10 minutes. He preached on the grace of God. And he preached how God loves because of his mercy. And God blesses because of his grace. But he said, I don't want to live on the mercy of God. I don't want to live because God's having pity on me. But he said, there's a place you can get to in the cleft of that rock behind the glory of God. Well, God will bless you because you're living in his favor. God will bless. Let me tell you something, church. The blessings of God just don't come by chance. They come because we're living in the favor of God. That's why we live right. That's why we live holy. That's why, amen, we live above sin. Because I want the blessings of God. And I want God to bless me on purpose. Not because of his grace. Not because of his mercy. But because I'm living in his favor.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I better slow it down.
Bless you, Lord.
Yep. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Listen to this. Come across this. Touch my heart. A man said, not long ago, I read that a wealthy man received a letter from his son who was in college afar off. After reading the letter, the man began to cry. His son had asked him for a small amount of money. Amen. Dad, would you send me $200? I'm in a pinch and I need some money. This wealthy man was crying. And his daughter, who was still living at home, said, Dad, why are you so upset? And he said, I'm upset, honey, because your brother has written to me and asked me to send him some money. Amen. And she said, Dad, why would that upset you? You got more money than me and brother anyone could ever spend. He said, I'll tell you why it upsets me. Because last week I sent him money. And this week he asked me for more. And he never one time said, thank you, Dad, for what you sent me last week. And he said, I'm raising a son who's not thankful for what his dad has done for him. Hey, church, I can't overemphasize tonight. Amen. You don't got to bend and bow at the foot of somebody that's done something for you. But we're in a generation today where nobody's loyal. Nobody cares about the next man. They did without. They sacrificed. They tried to do something to be there for you. And then you smack them in the face. Throw sawdust. Amen. Hey,
come on.
To tell us, be thankful for what the Lord and for what others have done for you.
Come on. Exactly right.
Yes, God.
Oh, God.
Glory be to God.
When I think, amen, of how the Lord must have felt when he healed 10 men that were about to die.
Dear Lord.
Woo.
Oh, God.
And one came back.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, where there not 9 others? Weren't there 9 more? Do you hear the hurt?
Come on, man.
Do you hear the, amen, the chords of his heart?
Yeah.
Amen. Well, I'm not thankful that you're here and you're going to go on and be whole. But where's the 9? Oh, where are the rest of them that I touched? Where's the rest of them that I healed? Oh, God, the gift of miracles was performed. Amen. They neglected to give God the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we should be thankful for our life. We should be thankful for our health. Amen. For the food, for the raiment, for the house. If you got a car, be thankful for that. Amen. Hey, I'll tell you something else I'm thankful for. I'm thankful I got church to come together and worship God. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost. I just sit back and listen tonight. And that word Holy Ghost was mentioned 4, 5, 6, 8 times in this house tonight. I thank the Lord for that good spirit. Amen. That we call the Holy Ghost. That I've got to strengthen me and to help me and to give me the power to live every day. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, mighty God.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Lord. Every day in your life, you take at least 10 or 15 things for granted.
That's right.
That people around this world would kill to have.
That's right.
You're right.
Truth.
Yeah.
I had a distant family member, my first cousin, Lil Ivan Painter, and his wife, Roxanne, her dad, some big wig over at the Celanese plant in Virginia, and they sent him to China, teaching him stuff, or whatever, some kind of stuff they do. And they sent him to China. He got over and got sick, Brother Tommy. If you go to China, you can't even brush your teeth with their water. You'll get sick.
Come on.
Come on. How many of us turned the faucet on today and said, thank you, Lord, for the water? Hallelujah.
Hey. That's right.
Thank you, Lord, for the water. Amen. How many flushed the toilet and said, thank you, Lord, for the sewer? Hey, how many sit down at a table today and have food to eat? Hey, and I hope you said, thank you, Lord, for the food I have to eat. Hey, God, you got clothes on your back. You got health. Brother George said, I didn't hurt today. How many can say, Lord, you've been good to me? Hey, man, I feel the Lord in this house. I'm trying to build faith. I'm trying to build you up and let you know you've got a lot more to be thankful for than you realize.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly right.
Woo!
Thank God. Glory to God.
Don't ever get caught up
glory
in the sin of being unthankful.
Yeah.
Being an ungrateful person.
Come on.
People will be unthankful. If people are unthankful, amen, it'll open up the door, amen, of spirits that you don't want.
Yeah.
True.
If you are filled with praise, then there's no room for evil spirits to come in.
Amen.
But I'm getting in Matthew chapter 12. Amen. I want to read this. But come and get me Ephesians chapter 5. Amen. 17 through 21. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are filled with praises, amen. Oh, woo, I love this. And before getting any further, I want you to remember this. Remember when Saul, the king of God, was overcome by an evil spirit?
Yeah.
And the Lord sent David in there. And he said, David, go in there and play.
Dang.
And the people got David. They said, David, go in there and play. And the Bible said that old David would play on that harp. Amen. And the Spirit of God would come in that place.
Yeah.
And it would drive the evil spirits
right
far from
yeah.
Saul.
Right.
Amen. Why do I need to be thankful to keep the ungratefulness and the evilness that would get in my heart? You look at these people that say, hey, I went to church the other night and that preacher, everything he said, he was preaching to me. You believe that? That deacon didn't shake my hand. So-and-so did this and said, you know the problem? You're letting spirits get in there. That'll not get in there. If you had a thankful heart, if you had an appreciative spirit, you wouldn't let spirits like that get in your heart. Amen.
Come on, man.
Woo!
You're right.
Come on.
I got to be very careful. Every one of us has a fleshly nature about us.
Right. Sure.
You're right.
I got family members. My mama's dead and gone. I can use her. She can't get mad at me now. But she used to would.
Yeah.
My mama would fall out with everybody over the least little thing. And she always looking at what somebody didn't do right towards her.
Come
they
on.
Didn't say this. They didn't do this. Amen. She was always looking for a reason to get mad.
Come on.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
If you're always looking for a reason to get mad, I'll tell you the problem. I'll get you to the root of the problem here tonight.
Come on, come on.
You ain't got a thankful enough spirit.
Right. Yeah.
Woo! Hey, I love Brother Tommy.
Come on.
And I want Brother Tommy to be good to me. And he come to church and I come to church, we're going to shake hands and love one another. But if he don't, amen, I got to have enough praise in my heart that I can't run out that door and say, you know that Tommy Romans? He didn't even shake my hand. He ain't no good for nothing. Hey, that's the way we are. The least little thing, amen, gets us riled up. And the least little thing, those ghosts in our mind. Amen. The devil gets us to believe in stuff that ain't even real.
You're right.
Ain't even real.
Come on.
Why? Because we ain't even been thankful for what God has done for us.
That's exactly.
Woo! Hallelujah.
That's exactly.
Oh! Man, I'm on something here tonight. I said I'm on something here tonight. You better learn to be thankful. Amen. And the rest of that hogwash will take care of itself.
Woo-hoo. Right. Come on.
Don't be like the old hog.
Hallelujah.
You throw in that corn and them scraps in that old slop. And that old hog, he'll put his head down and never look up. But be like the chicken. Be like that. You know, every time a chicken takes a drink of water, he's got to lift his head and let gravity flow it down his throat. Woo! Hey, don't be that old hog that never lifts his head, but be that chicken and say, thank you, Lord, for the drink of water. Thank you, Lord, for my job. Thank you, Lord, for my parents. Thank you, Lord, for my church. Thank you for my preacher. Thank you, Lord. You've been too good to me for me to keep my head down like an old hog.
Thank
God. Thank God. Feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God.
In this house tonight.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
If the evil spirit which has left you comes back and finds. Let's read it. Who had Matthew?
Matthew 12.
Matthew chapter 12. Let's start at 43.
43.
Tell me when you go from 43 to 44 to 45.
43, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man.
When an unclean spirit has gone out of a man.
He walketh through dry places, seeking rest and findeth none.
Is that the end of that one?
That's the end of that.
He walketh through dry places, seeking rest, but he ain't find none. All right, let's get on to the next one.
Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished.
He findeth it empty, swept and garnished. All right, here's what I'm preaching right here. Give us the next one.
Then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
Lord. That's why it's vital not to give the devil place in our heart.
Not to give him place.
That's why it's vital to be thankful. That's why it's vital to look back, Sister Dottie, and say, the Lord has healed me. God has saved me. God has been good to me. Because if you start griping and you start belly aching and you start finding 10 reasons to get unhappy, you bring in spirits and you bring in worse spirits. Amen. He swept them. He got them out. Amen. But hey, when you leave your heart empty, more spirits of the enemy will come in. And if we don't watch out, it'll take us under.
That's exactly right.
Right. Right.
Woo. Nah. You're going to be full of something. You're going to be full of the Spirit of God, or you're going to be full of the spirits of the enemy.
Yes. Come on.
Right. I don't want you to. This gets deep. I do not believe a Christian can be devil-possessed.
Right.
I don't believe that.
Right, right.
That's but I know point. This. A Christian can be oppressed by the devil. Amen. And if you listen to him, the whole fiasco I just gave you about this one, he didn't shake my hand. And you see how she acted, and we leave the church, and the devil got all this magnified of something that never even happened.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
That would have never happened had you had a thankful heart.
Woo!
Oh, I'm about to feel like shouting here tonight. I said I'm about to feel like shouting. That's why it's vital to be thankful every day of our life.
Yes.
That's good.
Woo!
That's good.
That seemed low.
But they were filled with the Spirit.
Yeah.
Amen. It's important, Brother Tommy, give us some visions. Start with 17. Let's get this one. I got a journey on. I ain't gonna hold you on that. Don't worry. I'm about done.
Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
Don't be unwise, but understand here.
And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess.
All right, all right. Be not drunk with wine,
right,
wherein is excess. I believe that's speaking about beer, liquor, the bottle, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Whatever, moonshine, whatever you want to call it. That's speaking of that. Amen. Right. Don't be drunk with wine, with the cares of don't be drunk with them. Amen. It's a sin to get intoxicated, amen, by beer and wine and alcohol in this world.
Right.
I don't care what Catholic group, I didn't mean to say, I don't care what church out there that gets together and has a social drink. If you drink alcohol, it's a sin.
Yes, brother, you're right.
All right. Now we got that settled.
But be filled with the Spirit.
Woo!
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, yes, and spiritual songs.
That's a message right there, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
Yeah.
Don't get yourself intoxicated with alcohol, with the world, but rather be ye filled with songs,
yeah,
and hymns, woo, and spiritual songs,
yeah,
and the Holy Ghost,
yeah,
and the power of God, and a thankful spirit, and lift your hands up and say, Lord, I ain't got room for alcohol, but I got room for the Spirit of God. I got room for a hymn. I got room for psalms. I got room for spiritual songs. I got room to go to church and raise my hand because he's been good to me.
Good to me.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Woo.
Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
It's all through there. Giving thanks always,
yes,
unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
Precious, precious God.
Amen. I better stop. But let's get Romans. Starting off chapter 1, because that when they knew God, they glorified him, skipping through here, they glorified him not as God.
Right.
Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations,
yeah,
and their foolish hearts was darkened. He goes on down, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness,
right,
and then through the lust of their own hearts and their own flesh. And it goes on, for this cause God gave them up to vile affections.
Yeah.
He got talking about the unnatural use of the woman and the unnatural use of the man. I ain't got time to preach all that, but every one of us knows in this house, amen, that homosexuality and lesbianism is a sin. Amen. And God said it is. Amen. They can pass every law from here to D.C. And say it's all right to do so, but God's book condemns it, and God's book says it's a sin. Amen. They might marry you, but it won't be in holy matrimony, and it won't be accepted by God, because God said it's a sin.
That's exactly right. Hallelujah.
You're right.
For this cause God gave them up to vile affections.
Yeah.
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And God said in there they were unthankful.
Yeah.
Amen. And they did not thank him for what he had done. So he gave them over to a reprobate mind.
Oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. They failed to praise the Lord and be thankful for what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I'm done. It got hot up here all of a sudden. When praises left them, then the door was wide open for the spirit of ingratitude to come in. When you don't have a spirit of thankfulness, then the spirit of ingratitude will take your heart over.
Oh, God. Come on.
Yes. Hey.
Yes.
And when you get that in your heart,
yeah,
amen, it's hard to tell where the bottom is.
Right.
Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you.
I preached a while back, and the prodigal son, Brother George, he got out in the far country, and he realized, I see it. My father had bread enough to spare. I see it. And he came home, and God forgave him. But what about that brother that stayed home? He was so unthankful. Father, I stayed home, and you didn't kill a calf for me. I stayed home. I didn't waste your money. I said, amen. God can't have revival with the heart, amen, of ungratitude.
Amen.
Yes, yeah. Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
If we don't have a spirit and a heart of thankfulness and of gratitude, that spirit of unthankfulness and that spirit of ingratitude, it'll take you to the bottom.
Amen.
Dear Lord. Yes, it will.
Amen. Amen. Imaginations come in.
You'll be the God.
Begin to imagine that everything and everybody is against me and against us. They were ungrateful. They failed to glorify God for what he had done. Amen. Are you thankful? Woo! For your eyesight? Are you thankful for your food? Are you thankful for your right mind? Hey, there's millions of folks tonight that would love to have a right mind. Amen. Does all of us in here have it? Praise God. I hope so. Amen. Are you thankful for your home? Are you thankful for your children? Are you thankful for everything that God gives? Are you thankful for the breath of air that God just now allowed you to draw? Hey, you could be dead right now, but God lets you draw breath. He gives us His breath. He gives us His sunshine. He gives us His moon. He gives us day. Even the light by day and the dark by night. Hey, I come to tell us, God has been
thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Brother Chandler, I said the other day, I got to looking, you know. Older you get, the more you take your time to look around. Ain't that Brother Tony?
Yeah.
Used to, the leaves would bud out, and they'd be leaves that were before I ever realized it.
Yeah.
But I looked out the other day, Brother Chris, and I seen little leaves.
Yes, sir.
Budding. And I got to thinking, it's too cold. We've had cold weather. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Them trees have it in them, Brother George.
Yeah.
That the spring is coming. Okay. God put it in them. God put the sun up there.
Yeah.
God put the light by day and the darkness by night and the moon. Woo.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes. Brother Tommy preached this, and I come across a great article that I actually read lately. Amen. If the earth was 1% closer to the sun, we'd burn up. If it's 1% further, we'd freeze to death. Amen. And it got a little deeper. I can't even remember, but it said the crust of the earth. I didn't know this. If the crust of the earth was any bit thicker, we couldn't live. If it was any bit thinner, we'd every bit of that. Amen. And I come to agree tonight with the writer. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. God made the planet. God made the heavens. God made the earth. Elon Musk can send a rocket to Mars and try to find life and even try to put life on Mars. But God didn't intend for man to live on Mars. Amen. God put us right here, and He set everything up in perfect ability to do so. And I'm thankful that the God of the universe knows how many hairs are on top of my head.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
You're sitting in a church tonight, amen, and you think God doesn't know where I'm at. He knows exactly where you are. He knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows how many cells are in your body. He knows how many feet of intestine. Hey, I come to tell us, God knows you better than you know you.
Hallelujah.
And I got too much to be thankful for.
Yes.
To let the spirits of ingratitude get in my heart.
Come on.
Hey. Hey, I want to clear the air on some things right here. I want you to love me. And I want to love you. But if you decide you don't want to love me no more, don't worry. Amen. You don't have to fight with me. Amen. You don't have to hate me.
Come on.
You don't have to talk bad about me. Hey! I made my mind up. I'm going to live like that.
Come on.
I made my mind up. Everybody ain't going to agree with me. Everybody ain't going to see eye to eye with me. Amen. But one thing I choose not to do is to live in ingratitude. God has been too good to me. And life is too short to spend it bitterly. Amen. And thank God. Look in the mirror every day and can't stand your own self.
Thank you, blessed God.
That's it.
Raise your hand and ask God to help us here tonight. Lord,
my God.
I know it's Thursday night. Yeah. Yeah. You don't preach this hard. I had all intentions on just teaching here.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, help us tonight.
Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Lord, help us tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Stay with me here. We're done. Hey, I want you to ask yourself, am I thankful? God has been too good to you.
Yes, He has.
You spend what time you got left.
My God.
Being unthankful.
Yes.
Ingratitude.
Worship.
Bitter, hateful. Can't get along. You know why that is? Because you opened up.
Blessed be God.
And let seven more spirits worse than the first come in.
Dear Jesus. Mm.
Glory, hallelujah, God, have you life. Holy,
yes,
holy,
Lord.
Holy,
yes, Lord.
Holy,
yes,
God. Hey, I like the silence here. I really do. The older I get, the more I like silence. You know, used to I thought you had to be hollering, screaming, jumping on. I like silence. You need to be thinking God's dealing with somebody in here tonight.
Come on.
Yes.
God's dealing with a soul in this house tonight. Come on. A Thursday night, God said, I've been good to you.
Amen.
Come on. Kathy, talking about Chester, have you ever seen God be more gracious to a man than Chester?
Never.
Chester, you know, he's always had his shortfalls. You know, he's just a hard guy to get along with. He really was. But especially there, he had that brain surgery, and he was almost impossible to get along with. But God's got a way, don't he?
Yes.
Took him up there in the hospital, humbled him down. No, Chester, I believe, really got saved. You know, I'm not a judge. I'm nobody's judge. I can't put nobody in heaven, and I can't put nobody in hell. I'm just an old preacher.
Right.
Come on now.
But I believe he got saved.
Yes,
he did. I got my right to believe that.
Yes.
I believe he really got saved.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
To think that the God of all the... Chester could have died. I don't know how many times he's out there in a bar, and he fell down and hit his head that one time. Had to go have a brain surgery.
Yeah.
Michelle and I was driving from our house towards Canova there on the lower end of Piedmont Road, just where you get to the Ridge Station. We was driving down the road one day and somebody's head laid about that far off the road. Looked like a ball or a piece of wood or something. Michelle said, somebody's laying in our road, Jason. So we slammed the brakes on, backed up, going to help him. Guess who's laying there? Chester laying there.
Wow.
Could have died. Chester could have died 100 times.
Yeah.
But God said,
mercy.
I'm going to have mercy on Chester.
Mercy, Lord.
I'm going to have mercy on Chester.
Oh, loving God.
Hey, you're in this house today, tonight. You could have been dead 100 times. But for the mercy of God.
Mercy of God.
It's because of his mercy.
Yeah.
If I live to see the sun shine another day, Brother Tommy, it'll be because of the mercy of God.
Right. Holy, holy.
If I see that sun come up in the morning and it don't rain, he allows me to put them boots on another day to mow another yard, it'll be because of the mercy of God.
Amen.
Hey, I'm trying to get you to understand tonight. It's the mercy of God you're even alive.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hey, head, let's pray one more time. I ain't trying to pray you to death. I just feel God here. I'm trying to feel for the Lord here. Lord, you see this house, this service, good crowd here for a Thursday night. I'm so thankful for Sister Shirley and her sons come in here. And Brother Chris drove all the way up here, Lord, to be. And then all this singing, Lord, and now this preaching, God, and all that's led us right here to this right here, God, to the most important part of this sermon. Is anybody going to leave this house and say, thank you, Lord, I'm only alive because of your mercy and your grace, and I'm not going to give the devil room in my heart no more.
Yes, God.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just got you right there.
Hallelujah.
Do it, Lord. Put your stamp on this altar call. Lord, put your stamp on this right here tonight, and I'll give you thanks and I'll give you praise for it. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Do it, Lord. Sister Mary gave me a slight tune there. Amen. And this altar's open right now. Everybody in this house needs to pray. But the Lord's dealing special. He's dealing special with a few of you. He's dealing specially with a few of you.
Yes.
Oh, God. Come on. Let's fill these orders in. Are you going to allow him room to get in your heart? Are you going to allow him room to get in there and talk to you and be ungrateful and be unholy and be unthankful? Oh, no. Fill your heart with gratitude. Fill your heart with thankfulness. Get up here. Amen. If you don't know the Lord, this would be a good night to find him. Say, thank you, Lord, that you didn't allow me to be dead. I could have been dead 100 times. But for the mercy of God, but for the grace of God, but for your glory, Lord, but for your mercy, but for all that you've been to me. Come on, let's pray. pray. Let's give him our heart. Let's give him our all. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Lord, I thank you.
Touch your mighty God.
To serve the Lord,
to
serve on His name.